One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Rach, I think, is coming back today. Has been out in D.C. Thinks she had a really great time. She'll be back in on Monday. Tomorrow is her birthday. So feel free to wish her a happy birthday online. Ryan Wiggins joins us. First time you met Janelle. I can't believe that.
Yeah, a little surprised. Am I on? Hello, hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, just making sure.
Not working.
My headphones must not be working.
First time you're going to be fired.
They took away my headphones? But I can still talk? This is a weird way to send a message.
Just slowly start taking all the technology.
Just little things. My computer mostly works, but I can't access Word. Yeah, you're gone.
I still do that. After 26 years, if the first time I use my parking card doesn't let me in, I'm like, well, here we go.
Really?
This is it.
Start somewhere.
Yeah. Fill up the box.
Now we have facial recognition to get in the garage.
We do? I think so.
Well, they've been implementing it for 6 months.
Yeah, it's been kind of sweet.
I
kind of don't believe it's true.
I think it's supposed to be your license plate.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? There was something that I saw somewhere. I'm like, oh, they're implementing that.
I
never gave my license plate, and it's still
Did we just turn our building over to Flock?
Yeah. Well, I'm such a loser. I still don't have license plates. I've been riding dirty for a few months now. Mm. And so our parking garage, it's free right now. Does that everyone know? Come on down. But soon it's going to take an image of your plate. And I'm I'm going to have to be the guy that goes, like, well, I don't have a license plate, so.
Put your face on your plate.
Yeah. There you go.
And then it doesn't matter which they're written. That must be Dave Glover's car. How do you know? You look at his license plate.
It's just his face.
Picture his face.
It's just his
face. One of your DGS stickers.
Well, yeah. You know you can get those, right?
Plates?
You know,
I've tried.
I do have to say,
I've done my best.
I would love for Andrew to scold you on this, can he?
I was just going to say, like, I waited for like 7 years.
All I was going to say is that you know that our boss, Steve Moore, is not going to be sympathetic to you.
No.
when you can't get into the garage on no plates day.
No.
He's not going to be sympathetic.
Nope. I know this. I know this.
He's not going to be cool about it in the way that you hope he is.
Yeah, don't.
In the way you want him
I've done too many rants on the DMV. I can't do another. But I will reiterate what I said last week, which is I would give up the International Space Station if we could just get things easier down here. Just let's focus here for a second.
Where's here?
On Earth.
Okay.
Wait, and you're just talking about the DMV, though?
No. Just like healthcare is always a bitch, and like trying to do anything with the government is terrible.
Yes.
Let's just work on that.
Yeah. You know, I hate to break it to you, but that's just because a lot of those places make money off of it, and they don't want to stop making more money, which is why it's harder for us.
What do you mean? What people?
Well, I mean, just as an example, the health insurance, the whole health industry, the fact that that's a for-profit business is why it is the way that it is.
But we could fix it by getting rid of the space station.
No, we couldn't.
We don't need one thing to give it up.
We could fix greed.
Yes!
These guys already have billions, and they still won't stop.
Here, while we're ranting, so... last week, last Monday, and are you guys sure that you can hear me? Because I can't not hear me at all. But last Monday, my wife was traveling from like New Brunswick back to here. She went on vacation with her sister. Traveling back, she had a layover in Toronto for 5 hours. In Toronto, they tell her, yeah, we just canceled your flight. And you're like, okay, this happens. What are you going to do about it? It's annoying. It's never, never pleasant. But they told her, man, it'll be 3-4 days and then maybe... we could get you on a flight to St. Louis. Like that, you're going to lose possibly a week of your life and then do what? Then you're going to get paid for your hotels or what? I guess they kind of do, but it's all through reimbursement. So she had to fly to Chicago, then take a train down just to get home. These are things that I desperately want American society to fix. Hmm. Stuff that is so... healthcare is one of them, and it's part of the system, and I'm not even just like complaining about everything. I'm just saying, when you go to use your health insurance, it is such a pain in the butt to just get them to pre-authorize and all this junk that just eats up your life that you just want it to go away.
Just so you know, everything you just said sounded like a deaf person. So I just wanted you to know that.
I thought maybe.
Okay.
Because it still sounds that way to me.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to fix it on the break.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so nobody's going to fix my problems? Is that what you guys are saying?
Yes.
I just said I'll show you on the break.
No, not this problem. I mean the bigger problem, not the stupid headphones.
Sorry. Andrew's like, I'm trying to help you. Right? One problem at a time.
But get my wife home.
She'd be home if we didn't have that damn International Space Station.
Right. Get rid of those people. Do whatever it takes and get rid of those people.
They're up there trying to see if clover grows in space, and meanwhile,
I'm stuck in Toronto.
Which is it's very funny, because wasn't it just a few months ago you were amazed with the astronauts up in space?
Was I?
Yes.
I lose track of me.
Who can remember?
I really do. Yeah. You could tell me pretty much anything. I'd be like, that sounds like me.
I just want them out there because someday it could be hope that we can get off this stupid place.
That hope already exists. They're already there.
Actually, no, I mean like real. It's like, I'm getting out of here.
I think
I need a new neighborhood.
No, we would be better served. I think there's about like 10, 12 people you could round up and ship into space, and I think it'd be vastly improved.
Yeah.
Why should we all leave and leave them here? Well,
yeah, we should trick Bezos next time he takes a crew up.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, the brakes don't work.
It just doesn't stop.
Hey, Elon, you want to go see Mars? See you, buddy.
We lost Katy Perry permanently.
No, no. Come on.
Katy Perry's like, this is my second time.
You know what's genuinely funny about Dave is that from working with you, Dave, there will be times that you will get incredibly deeply interested and philosophical about something that you'd never expect. So, like, you were just saying that he did that with space recently. I remember you doing that with things like the show The $6 Million Man.
Oh, yeah.
And just random stuff that you'd be genuine. And I would never want to, like, take that from you. So I would just listen.
Yeah.
And hear you just, like, pontificate on what would it really be like to build a robot person. And you would just, like, really go in on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm like this in real life. Like, Trish Gazelle is one of my best friends in the world. And just recently we were talking and I said, you know what? I've known you 25 years. I don't think you've ever asked me a question. And she said, because you've never stopped talking. She's like, there's never a space to ask you anything. You just keep talking.
I would not have said that about you.
You're letting yourself get taken here. That's a classic Trish deflection.
I was going to say, if I asked you tons of questions on breaks and you'll answer everything.
Yeah. That's a Trish deflection.
Oh, thank God.
You got crossed up on that one.
I'm so glad you're all here.
It happens to the best of us, but you got crossed up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there'll be times that you just genuinely like, I wonder what Dave's thinking right now. We're on the air and nobody's talking. But that will happen, and it's funny because I know though that genuinely you are really deeply thinking about something.
Yeah.
And you got your whole notebook every day that you're like, oh, these are the thoughts of the day.
Yeah. I throw these away on purpose.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
You shouldn't.
Oh, God.
Why?
Because sometimes I'm writing other things and like they just should never be found, you know.
They should never be found.
The kind of stuff that doesn't make the show. I probably shouldn't say that we should just blow the ISS out of the sky.
Yeah, this is not publishable information, if that's what you're getting at.
Right. This would be one of those, that if it was a time when you got in trouble, like, oh, see, we found the manifestos.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking you to publish them. I was just saying, like, keep them for yourself.
Yeah, he had no online footprint at all, but he had 700 notebooks. Filled with the craziest thoughts.
You're making yourself sound like a serial killer. All right, you made a point.
Most of them are about Colonel Steve Austin.
Okay, valid point.
And there's the silence.
There it was.
And there it is.
I was waiting for it.
I forgot to ask
you a question.
Are
you going to the game tomorrow?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah?
You know what? Our beloved Game Time app really screws people who go to the games by themselves.
Oh.
Like, for example, tomorrow, the seats I like to sit in are like $100 a piece. But if I buy two, they're only $60 a piece, which I guess makes some economic sense, but it screws me when I want to go by myself. So
it bothers me that that's called dynamic.
Yeah.
I mean, the
it's like, well,
are you guys hip to surveillance pricing? Do you know what this?
No.
Yeah. I think
we'll tell you about it when we come back.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll make you mad.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, DGS. Janelle's here. Wiggins is here. We're going to talk about surveillance pricing that I decided I didn't care at all. So we'll move on from that. Kev, you have had on the show sheet for a week now. Life in 2026 is exactly like the worst pickup basketball game you've ever played in.
Yeah, so I don't know how much like the group here has played pickup basketball, but like the good pickup basketball is everybody's just there to have fun. Everybody is playing by some kind of rules. Like nobody's calling a foul on every possession. Nobody shoots every time down. You pass the ball. You play basketball. The worst kind of pickup basketball, though, is like every guy wants to be the star. Everybody's just going to catch it and shoot it. They're never going to pass. They're never going to look. They're just going to knock people around, call fouls on everything, never enforce anything on themselves, always on other people. And it's just chaos and selfishness and nonsense. And it feels like that's life. Like there's just, we don't have, and the point really is too few team players.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of individual chuckers who just want to throw basketballs at the rim all the day. And that's all they want to do. Like, I don't care if my team wins, I just want to score 10 points. I just want to score. And it feels like that's how we walk around day to day.
What do you think led to that? Or contributed to it?
Well, I mean, a million things. But I would start with the fact that everything has become political now. You got to pick a team. Everybody's convincing the other side is trying to end your way of life. So it's just a nonstop selfish competition because somebody's always trying to take something from you. Well, now you're going to go, I got to make sure I take care of myself and not worry about anything else. But we evolved as a species and basically took over the planet precisely because we work together.
Do you think
better than other species do?
Do you think we'd be as highly politicized if it wasn't for social media?
Well, we were before that.
As highly as we are now?
I mean, to me, the whole thing has got its genesis when news organizations realized that news is too boring and we're going to sell opinions and politics as if it's the only news in the world.
Yeah, but you didn't really too much know what your neighbor was thinking about politics at that point.
No, but that's where it started. To me, the roots of it are in the 80s and 90s. It might even have been, it's a weird connection, but it might even have been around the OJ chase, where people realize that nobody cares about real news, like actual stories and reporting and in-depth interviews and things. All they care about is the hook.
Well, now you've just given away the plot to Anchorman 2.
Because, I mean, in the before times that Dave and I always talk about, like, nobody ever talked about politics, but it was because it was never just nonstop covered all the time. It was in the newspaper. It would be on TV occasionally.
Yeah.
But like if you turned on, like news was Tom Brokaw, Ted Koppel, and it wasn't just 24 hours. We have to create new content. And originally the news networks like CNN were just basically an hour-long newscast and it would repeat and it would repeat and it would update if there was something new, but it was just a newscast. And we changed that format completely because people hated it. It was boring. So how do we get people? We scare them and we piss them off and we tell them that people are coming for their stuff.
Okay. So like the hero's arc and the arc to most people's lives, certainly the arc to mine, has been you start out, you make a bunch of mistakes, you learn your lessons, and you try to do better. Mm. Which makes me think that maybe what we've been going through pretty much through my career, because 2000 is about when we started with the siloed news and then social media.
And social media definitely
that whole
enhanced
stuff.
It because you can live in a bubble now.
So I would like to think that this could be our, what's it called? I always call it Rumsfelda when the...
Rumspringa?
Rumspringa.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're doing right now. We're hitting
getting
the cities and
system.
We're going to prostitutes. And we're like, I want to grow wheat. Like, but you guys, because I brought this up a few times, you guys seem to think that we're only going to get goofier. That we're not going to grow up.
I think it'll get worse before it gets better.
So we haven't had enough of the Rumspringa yet.
Mm-mm.
So when do we finally do that? Like when are the periods of time where we actually do go, you know what? We need to be a team right now. We need to work together. We need to not yell at each other. We need to be a team. When does that happen?
Tragedies.
Yes. And the only way it happens is with the biggest of tragedies. The last time we had it was 9/11. And it didn't even last.
See, now I think
it lasted less than a year.
I think tragedies, tragically, are more opportunities now for more division.
That's the thing, is now they're exploited.
Yeah.
But that was in the past, that would be the thing that would get everybody going, okay, look, we got to stop fighting for a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to take care of ourselves. We need to look out for each other. We're going to make things better. And then it happened with 9/11, but how long did it last?
I mean, by the end of that year, we were back into the same old, same old. At first, for a few months, it was like everybody's holding hands. Everybody's working together. We're trying to fix this. We're going to catch the jerk that did this. And then it just goes away.
And they've monetized bad behavior now.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, very successful.
And that's the social media side, right? Because the only thing that gets you rewarded on social media is engagement.
Yeah.
It's not the quality of your content. It's not. And it's just how many people interact with what you do.
You guys hanging? You taking off?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
Hanging and taking
off. I'm going to stand outside the door and watch you guys do the show.
This is why you're the best.
It's just so entertaining. I'm looking forward to it. Can you get to this so I can watch the show again?
Yes. Yes.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335. Dave Murray joins us courtesy of the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center, which, by the way, shout out to Mr. Saliga and to Philip, who took care of me today. My air conditioner was broken. I thought this was going to be it. I had to replace them, but they kept it going for a couple $100, and I'm really happy. So thanks to
there
Saliga.
You go.
Yeah, it's the way that's
Yay.
Supposed to go.
Yay, that is the way it's supposed to go. I have to agree with Wheels in the last segment.
Yeah.
Everything changed in national and local news with the OJ chase. Everything.
They realized we would go for the candy fix as opposed to eating our vegetables.
Absolutely. There's so, I tell you, in a newsroom, there's nothing like a chase. Everything drops. Yeah. Everything drops. Put the helicopter up, and we'll stick with it for hours if we have to.
Yeah. Well, Dave, that's storm mode here.
Yeah.
I remember I'd been on the air like 2 days when we had our first storm mode.
Yeah.
And Michael Calhoun just came busting in.
Yep.
And I'm like, what's happening?
Took over.
And they're like, it's storm mode. And I'm like, do I have to work right now? They're like, no. I'm like,
but at least storm mode could impact the people that are listening to us, whereas these chases mean nothing to anyone.
They're pretty cool, though.
They are. Because, you know, it's like waiting for the train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to catch this guy?
Yeah.
Is he going to fly over a bridge? What's going to happen?
So the question I have is, OJ was like 94, right?
Mm-hmm.
So pre-OJ, Dave, you'll probably know the answer to this, having been in the news then. Did everyone know it already? Like, you know, if we just ran car chases, our ratings would really go up? Or did we discover that with OJ?
I think it was discovered because it may have been in talk. Like, you know, if this ever happens, we should probably do it. But after OJ, it was like
no
the
brainer.
Ratings went through the roof.
Yep.
It was like, oh, well, this is easy now.
I think it's and the most the ordered day. Pizza day of all time. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
For real. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it can be easy, it can be covered.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but that's a great add-on, Dave, because what replaced like in-depth reports and stories that would take weeks and months to put together is just now the cheapest possible thing because it's cheaper to produce easy and it gets the same right. or more eyeballs. So why would you do the good stuff?
And the lawyers don't have to get involved.
They don't have to vet anything. Right, right.
Right.
It's depressing.
It is.
It is depressing.
As soon as news, I don't know if you'll agree with this, Dave, but as soon as news became a massive for-profit enterprise, that's when it changed.
Yep. Yep. I mean, on nightly news last night, I forget if it was ABC or NBC, they showed there's definitely a period in a nightly newscast when it's like, hey, we're out of news. This is just garbage we got for you to put in more commercials. They showed a video clip. I don't even remember where it was from, really for no apparent reason. A guy had stolen a backhoe, and he was driving down the street, and the backhoe part was shooting up sparks because it was dragging on the ground. That was it.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, that's what I said. Wow.
Wow.
So you just blew away 15 seconds of my life.
Dave,
right there.
You're so right. You can. It's like when you take off in a plane, and there's that moment about 60 seconds in where it feels like the plane stopped moving. That's how the news is, especially national news. And I get so mad as a guy that does 4 hours a day. I'm like, you nimrods can't fill 30 minutes with.
And it's not even 30 minutes.
All of your producers and writers.
Yeah. With all the commercial breaks? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like 10 minutes into the newscast. That's it. That's all we got. You know, if you want to stick around, we've got some really cool video from nowhere that you might want to see. If not, yeah, you might as well go away.
You'll never believe what was going on with the sparks on that backhoe.
Dave, you're the perfect person to ask this. I've always felt like, I don't watch the Today Show anymore, but I watched it religiously for years and years. And you know, you got Al Roker, and you had you on Good Morning America, and you do the weather. Here's the national weather. But I always felt like when it was New York, it was like, okay, hold on a second, people. This is serious because it's New York.
Or absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it. There was the one thing that always sticks in my brain. It was the first snow, the first fall I was there. New York City was getting the snow, and it was like an inch, maybe two. Oh, you have to go outside. We're going to do you live outside. And I said, okay, that's fine. But you know, the rest of the country is just going to be laughing at us.
Yeah.
We don't care.
What's that?
Is that Janice cleaning the windows?
No. I have a window cleaner here, though.
There you go.
That would have been pretty great.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
Peeking in to see what you're up to.
It's like,
you know what? I can guarantee you that will never happen.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Well, I thought, like, I was like, oh, it looks blonde. And I thought, problems, I was but, like, I thought she was blonde.
Dave goes all Katie Porter, get out of my shot. Janice.
Pulls the blinds down.
Yeah. Now you've had some joint problems, honey, but get up on that.
Listen, it didn't make sense. I just saw blonde head.
You guys are not watching us. You're missing it right now. Dave's straight up getting his windows
really
cleaned.
Yeah.
I'm I'm so sorry.
That's funny.
No, I'm glad you saw it and pointed it out.
Hey, there's only 24 hours in a day, okay? When do you expect him to get his window
right.
cleaned?
Like, no,
he's speaking, talking about like cards. We're talking about like cards being the distraction for people, and I'm like staring at the person cleaning his windows. Like, I can't get enough of this.
The 10 minutes when he's on camera.
That's called an easy newscast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're getting some B-roll.
There we go.
Yeah. You should set something different up every day outside your window.
I do like
we
that idea.
We could probably do that.
I do like that idea a lot.
Cannot what? Look at it now.
I've already said, Janice just came in and said, I don't do windows. Said, I already said that.
Yeah. That's the right call.
There she is. Hey. It's Janice. Proof of life.
That's right.
This is like a bonus episode.
Finally, a real celebrity.
This is exactly like the end of a movie when they've got the little cut scenes at the end.
That's right.
The
blooper reel. Yeah.
Yeah. Just not through the windows.
We've established that. We got that.
She's dancing. I love it.
Obviously, she's feeling okay.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing that's happened all week. That is great. Yeah.
He needs to do the weather, and she needs to act it out behind him.
Yeah.
We could do that.
So kind of something to dance about, right, Dave? A few days of nice weather.
Spectacular. Tomorrow, this evening, wonderful. Tomorrow, instant replay. The exact same thing.
Beautiful.
Then the northwest flow doesn't go away, but we're going to start to watch these little embedded low-pressure systems come down in the northwest flow. They're not real strong, but they'll bring changeable skies Friday and Saturday, Friday night and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Let's focus on tomorrow afternoon, Friday night, and into Saturday. It's not going to be raining all the time. It does not look like a severe setup at all. In fact, most of the rain we see will probably tend to be light, but it will be around. And we're 85 again on Friday, 70s to near 80 degrees on Saturday. Sunday looks okay right now, partly sunny and about 83. So nice weather, get a little bit of rain. That would be good. Some folks don't need it, but other folks do need it.
Nice. Very nice.
And if you're washing your windows, this is a great time.
Yeah, evidently they can't hear on the stream.
Can't hear what?
Anything.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. They're just watching the pantomime, you know.
Mitch just showed up.
What if they were creating their own dialogue for
us? Yeah.
Mitch just showed up, so keep Janice away now.
Yeah. They want Mitch getting all jealous. He doesn't know Dave's married.
Mitch does want to know when the fall forecast is. It'll be sometime, probably mid to late August.
You'll be when Dave says it is, Mitch.
Hang on. Mitch, you can't hear anything and you still ask the question?
Sure.
He doesn't care. Doesn't need to listen. Yeah. Maybe he's listening on the radio. And just on the stream.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
It's chaos.
Joel says it's working now.
Do you want to do a couple headlines?
No.
I know it's your favorite.
No.
No.
I do have an update to yesterday's story.
Okay.
The AP.
Where are you, Andrew? I don't see Andrew.
I took myself off the screen because I couldn't figure out how to do the five people on the screen thing. It's a setting I'm not familiar with, so no one needs to see me. So I talked yesterday about Colonel Sanders. He's selling his... Well, he's not selling it. He's been gone for a while. Someone is selling
Yeah, don't
his,
bury the lead. Someone, the colonel came back.
Someone is selling
he's pissed.
His house and a bunch of his crap. And... remember, they're selling the black string tie that he was famous for wearing, the iconic tie, and the planner, which may have held the 11 herbs and spices.
You know that tie's stinky.
You know it smells crazy.
It smells like sweat and chicken.
Squeezing it out.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, it was a clip-on, which is very interesting.
It was what?
It was a clip-on.
Oh.
Clip-on tie, not a real tie.
Wow.
I wouldn't put very in front of interest.
I think that's very interesting.
What a fraud.
We'll take Janelle off
but
the
But he wasn't even a colonel.
That's I right. got banned.
Live.
You have to leave.
And $8,000 somebody paid for that stinky clip-on tie.
Hey, I don't think that sounds bad.
I thought that was a little low. For the planner, what's your guys' best guess? We'll do a little prices right here. What's your best guess for what someone had paid for the planner?
So the tie went for $8,000.
Yep.
$20.
$100.
$4.
I hate when he's not listening. He doesn't play. Shut up. Get out of here, Kevin. Dave Murray.
I like Janelle. I like the 100. I think that's worth something to somebody.
Dave, well, without going over, actually, Kevin gets it.
Jesus.
Thank you.
$4.
Somebody not playing to win here.
$30,000 is what this sold for. Now,
I said 20. How does he get it with $4?
I said 40.
No, he said 20.
I said 20.
Okay, then Dave gets it. You lose.
I don't know why I'm acting like I'm actually going to win this thing.
Dave's like, wait a minute. There's a guy with the planner.
Hold on a second.
See how much planners can go for?
Right, right.
Now, he had a little bit of a trivia night reaction.
Now, KFC says that the 11 herbs and spices listed in the planner are not the elusive 11 herbs and spices.
That's exactly what
in fact.
I heard one of them was dingleberries. So.
stuffing recipe.
Are they in season?
With me, they always are.
I happen to think.
Man, that was just way too easy.
I happen to think that's a mask job, right? That's a cloud. That's totally the right.
They're not gonna.
They have to go. Oh, it's stuffing. No, it's not. Come on, it's not. Unless he just used 11 herbs and spices for everything.
Right. Yeah. Why would he write down 11 herbs and spices and go not those?
He had like OCD. Everything had to be 11. I had to have 11.
Where's my clip-on tie? I can't tie this damn thing.
I have to clip it on and off 11 times. my final story, hopefully forever. Fauci hearing marked by ejected lawyer and F-bomb.
Yeah.
So Dr. Fauci invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination 106 times during Wednesday's Senate hearing on his handling of the COVID pandemic. And when one of his lawyers tried to speak, Rand Paul had the lawyer removed from the room. The Independent reports that David Shertler, the lawyer, tried to defend his client's youth of the Fifth, but Paul cut him off, said he was being disruptive, and faulted him for sitting at the table with Fauci when he had been asked not to do so. Top Homeland Security Committee Democrat Senator Gary Peters said he wanted to hear from Shertler, but Paul said he's not recognized by this committee or the chair. You are not invited here for testimony. You are being disruptive. And then he ordered him to be taken out of the courtroom. Yeah. And then the other big moment, of course, is that Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio at one point directed an F-bomb at Fauci, explaining he chose to run for office after hearing the story of a woman who was arrested in 2020 for not wearing a mask at a middle school football game. He said, "Here I am sitting in front of you 6 years later saying, who the F do you think you were for doing that? It is a total disgrace what you did to this country."
Yeah, I would like to ask every one of them why they're still not doing anything about the Epstein files. To me, that's a much bigger story that involves much more real-time problems that are probably still going on and a bunch of real-ass criminals not paying any price for it. And this is one guy who screwed up, and I don't even know the extent of whatever it was, who screwed up something terrible. Why do you have to go through this, but you don't have that same energy for the Epstein files?
We'll find out in 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Thank All Janice right. for us.
I will.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.